Omo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Omo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 18, Text 5.
Yuga Ante,
at the end of the millennium.
living,
of ignorant personified,
the Akshitam,
stolen away,
Rasatalat, from the lowest planetary system,
Rasatala,
Yaha,
who the Supreme Personality
of
it,
Nitaram Avigraha,
assuming the form of horse,
half horse,
half man,
Pratyarade,
returned
by
indeed,
Kavai,
to the Supreme Poet,
Lord Brahma,
Avyajate,
when he asked for them.
The smile
unto him,
the form of Agriva.
Namaha,
my respectful
obeisances.
Te
to you.
Avitata
ihitaya,
whose resolution never fails.
Iti
das.
Translation of
Prabhupada, right? Divine grace by His
Prabhupada.
At the end of the millennium,
ignorance
personified assumed
the form of a demon,
stole
all the Vedas
and Yukama
down to the
planet of Vasatala.
The Supreme Lord
Hayao
and His form of
Hayagriva
retrieved
the Vedas
and returned
them to Lord
Brahma
when He
begged
for them.
I offer
my respectful obeisances
under
the Supreme Lord,
whose
determination
never fails.
Forward.
Although
Vedic knowledge
is
imperishable
within
this material
world,
it is sometimes
manifest
and sometimes
not.
When the
people of
this material
world
become
too absorbed
in ignorance,
Vedic
knowledge
disappears.
Lord
Hayagriva,
or Lord Matsya,
however,
always
protects
the Vedic
knowledge,
and in due
course of time,
it is again
distributed
through the
medium
of Lord
Brahma.
Brahma
is the
trustworthy
representative
of the Supreme
Lord.
Therefore,
when he
again asks
for the
treasure
of Vedic knowledge,
the Lord
fulfills
his desires.
So Krishna, he has many other incarnations of Lord that he expands himself in different forms for a particular purpose. There's Purusha Avatar, Lila Avatar, Manavantara Avatar. These are different incarnations of the Lord. So here he comes in the form of Hayagriva. Half man, half horse, looks like Narasimha, half man, half lion. So similarly, the Lord comes to protect the Dharma. Yogedavahi Dham Sivari Mahavati Parata. Krishna says that whenever there is a decline in religiousness in this mature world, he comes to protect the religion and reestablish the Dharma and to protect his devotees. I appear in every millennium to protect my devotees. You get to become a sevani. And whenever there is a decline in religious, I come to reestablish the dharma. So dharma is what? Is knowledge. Knowledge in the form of Vedas. Veda means knowledge, proper explains. What is Veda? It's a Veda means knowledge. That knowledge which explains the topics of the self, Atmatattva, knowledge of self, in relation to the Supreme Self, Krishna. That is Paramatma. So, that is Veda. Veda means that explains which is that not taught by in the ordinary school in the world. That knowledge is found in the Bhagavad Gita and the Bhagavatam. Spiritual teachings that is handed down by Vaishnavas, by the spiritual master, by Krishna himself. Evam parampara praptam imam radha teo du. Shakale namaha teo yuvanasya parantara. Krishna says that the disciple succession, which means that nashta parantapa, whenever there is a decline or religiousness becomes lost, he comes to, he created this parampara system by which he can preserve that knowledge, that which is lost. So, that is very wonderful here. The prayers, I mean, the residents of Dhamma offer prayers to the Supreme Lord for his appearance. So the Lord appears in different forms. He appears as, the Lord appears as Hyakrila here. He can appear in any form he likes to fulfill his purpose. There is a purpose of his appearance. Everything Krishna does, he has a reason for his coming here. You live in Namasya. There will be any. There is over a time the practice of bhakti, the knowledge, spiritual knowledge, gets lost somehow. Just like it's watered down. If I tell you something, and then you tell them that, and then you tell someone, somehow or another will get diluted. So that's why Krishna comes to re-establish that original principle, to intact, to protect that principle. So the new dharma, dharma sthapana, to re-establish the dharma that we all want to practice, that dharma is Krishna dharma, is devotional service to Krishna, spiritual knowledge, teaching of Krishna consciousness, teaching the Bhagavad Gita, teaching the Bhagavad Gita. That teaching, his spiritual teachings, gets lost. Because unscrupulous people, unscrupulous in me, they misunderstand and they, to suit their own senses, their sense enjoyment, they manipulate or they make their own interpretation so that real religious principles are lost after some time. So there's a need for us to re-establish the dharma by talking about it. That's why the spiritual master comes. The spiritual master is also like in the nation of Krishna. Krishna says the spiritual master. There's the original spiritual master, known as Chaitanya, in the heart, and the spiritual master manifests in this world to give us that knowledge, the spiritual teachings, the Vedas. So Vedas means that the teaching, Vedas means knowledge. When we talk about knowledge, it doesn't mean economic development, material knowledge, spiritual teachings, teaching about Krishna, the Supreme Lord, how to attain Him, how to go back to Him, how to cultivate love for Him, how to return to His lotus feet, reinstate ourselves with Krishna in service. That is Vedas. To connect us. Yoga, it connects us. Connection. From rising from ignorance to divine. So we are born in ignorance. All my grandparents can get in this life. We are born in ignorance. Ganandan Shlaka, the spiritual master, cuts our ignorance, Shlaka like a knife, awakens us to the spiritual knowledge. Ganandana Shlaka. Andana means like tinged eyes, is tinged with ignorance. We are blindfolded, blinded to spiritual knowledge. So he cleared away the darkness of ignorance. Not just physically, but our heart is full of ignorance. Our consciousness is ignorance, is blinded, is diluted with Maya. So he filters it. Spiritual master like a filter. He's giving us that. He filters it and gives us this real substance. Mentioning a substance, one of the Sanskrit words. That substance is of the love. Like a swan, spiritual master like a swan. He knows the swan, he can take milk out of the water. That's the swan has the unique character. They are able to withdraw milk from the water, separate. That's he feel like they are a machine that can do that. So spiritual masters, they are unique. They can filter our ignorance out of our heart, gives us the pure affection. If we want that, you can go ahead and drink the unfiltered substance. But if you want the bhakti, love for Krishna, that bhakti has to be filtered by the Guru. That's what initiation comes. Initiation means he's giving us the path. He is showing us the path. He's connecting you to the path of devotional service. So that spiritual master is Guru, is one who connects, even though the soul is spiritual. The soul is eternal. But we need to still make a connection by the help of the Guru, the spiritual master. The spiritual master Guru, he is very merciful. Merciful incarnation of Krishna. He comes in the form of Guru to deliver us, like Sri Prabhupada, from the ignorance that we are born. We are tied now in ignorance. Our hands are tied in ignorance. We are born in ignorance. So the spiritual master comes, he is clearing away that ignorance. Like the filtering process, like a swan, gives us the pure substance in the heart. We are born in this forest fire of material existence. That's a wonderful verse. That this is glorification of the spiritual master. Spiritual master, he comes to say that we have been burnt in the forest fire of material existence of suffering. He pulls out like a fireman, an actual fireman. They get burnt too. Right? Sometimes the fireman can die in the process of saving someone who get burnt in a fire. So the spiritual master, he risks for us. He goes to America, like Prabhupada. He risks his life to establish Krishna consciousness. Krishna himself comes also. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came. There's no scholarship to accept to establish Krishna consciousness. If our spiritual master work so hard to establish Krishna consciousness, this the disciple must follow the example of our Guru. Also work hard to establish Krishna consciousness. So that's why it's a very difficult thing to come out of ignorance, because ignorance is so deep and so thick. It requires a lot of hard work to clear away from that ignorance. More ignorance. Just like, it's not just waking up from sleep. The ignorance that we are bereft of the spiritual knowledge. We are thick-headed. The knowledge is not getting through because of our ignorance. I am this body. This is my family. This is my world. I was born here. I'm Australian. I'm Indian. I'm South Indian. North Indian. I'm Nepali, I'm American, I'm like this. This is all ignorance. I'm Ramachari, I'm Griyasa, I'm Sanyasi. These are various nations. Actually, we're none of these. This is just a system in the Varnashram system to manage. In the spiritual world, everyone is serving Krishna. Jiva is serving by Krishna with us. We're not aware of none of these things. So the purpose of management, there is a system. But an absolute platform. We are not this body, we are not sannyasi. Keep up with Pratibha, Nasi Sutra, Nanaya, Krishna, Tathagata. Say, Guru, why? Guru is one who knows the Tattavit, the truth. What is that truth? I am not sannyasi, I am not Vyasa. I am not this. I am a preacher of Krishna. Absolute truth means when you see things in the absolute perspective. That perspective is to know Jiva Sarupai Krishna. am eternal servant of Krishna. I am not servant of my family, I am not servant of our country. We are identifying this way because we are not thinking I am the eternal servant of Krishna. So we are thinking I am the servant of my dog. I am the servant of my wife or husband, I am the servant of my children, I am the servant of my this and that. I am in my mind. I am not this body. That is the basic teaching about me. That is the basic teaching of the Shastra. So that is ignorance. Ignorance means to know that I am the servant of Krishna. Eternal servant of Krishna. Everything is solved from that. Why we are in the material world? Because somewhere down the bottom of our heart, we have a tinge of desire. Tinge of desire. When you look at Krishna, he is enjoying. Why not me? Even as devotees, that tinge of desire may creep in into our heart, the thinking, oh, he is enjoying, he has a better position than me. That desire, a tinge desire, deep bottom of our heart, think, oh, I want to be like that, I want to enjoy. Boom! So Krishna created this material world so we can exercise our desire to enjoy, try to enjoy separately from Krishna. This is the nature of this material world. This is ignorance. Ignorance means to think I am enjoyable. That's why here, very much explained, the Lord is completely detached from this annihilation of this material world. He is going here. He comes here. He has so much. He's enjoying the spiritual world. He doesn't give him anything. He's totally aloof. It's mentioned here, aloof from everything. He's playing the flute. But still, he takes the risk to come down here out of love for the living entities, to give us that knowledge. So it's difficult for Krishna also to come down here. And I face all the, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came down very years ago. He had to face sannyas with people, and there was a lot of worship on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But he accepted, he came down because he wanted to give the love of God to all the conditioned souls. Out of love for conditioned souls. That is love. We take the spiritual master takes risk to preach Krishna consciousness. It's a risk. Just like you become devotees, maybe your parents are not, you become a sadhu and become a devotee. In the beginning. Then when they see how you are progressing spiritually, you are being very, you are very happy, and you practicing Krishna consciousness, then they appreciate. But some, the Krishna himself, he is the absolute truth, he is the source of everything. He is not in need of anything. He could say, they turn away from me, let them suffer. I'm not going to bother with it. Material nature will take care of them. He created the material nature, and we are suffering with that. But he himself comes. He sends the devotees. Time and time again, bring us back to this. So the ultimate creation is there. But within this creation, the ultimate purpose, the whole manifestation of the creation is that purpose is to bring us back to this lotus feet. What is the need for all these things? The Vishnus, the universe is created, coming out of his body, and then annihilation and creation. What is the need of all this? It's because of us. We deviated from Krishna. So he had to do all these things, create this material world, so we can be here. We can have our family, we can have your little, whatever you want, a little home, a little family, whatever. Try to see absolute platform
We are not this, any of these things. We have a whole universe waiting for us in the spiritual world.
And we are going to just go to take our little box and put our clothes inside the box and your little family and years are attached to it. Oh, I love it. Anyone who goes anywhere? And it's so small country town in Australia. They said, I haven't been anywhere. I've been in this whole small town all life. They haven't been going to like Queensland or anywhere. They attend to their village. He said, sannyasis, brahmacharis, traveling, preaching. It's a kind of pleasure. When you preach Krishna consciousness, you talk about Krishna, it's so much blissful. These people are loving each other, they're saying, it's all nonsense. There's so much you talk about Krishna. So, Krishna, in the spiritual world, is such a big place. Sometimes I wonder, when I go to the spiritual world, am I going to have my own home and my area to live? And how am I going to deal? Because I'm not this body, I'm a spirit soul, and I don't have to eat, I'm not suffering. We very hard to imagine. The whole spiritual world is a home. It's not that you have your own place and you lock it and you go to work, get in your car, and like this. It's not easy to imagine how it is. Because you're also Krishna. You read in the Krishna book. Krishna goes to the field, the cow, the boys, all day he's playing in the field, and he comes back. And it's not like they all get ready in the morning, get dressed, get a shower, and go to work. And the parents prepare for you, hot meals, cook some nuts, like in India. And then you come back, they cook for you. It's very difficult to understand. And then you go to sleep because they're day and night, you brush your teeth, you have to get up, because there's no ignorance. It's so difficult. But don't worry. We just let go there. So Prabhupada is showing us the path. He's giving us the process. Don't worry. Follow the process. But you are too attached to this material world. Yet even you are attached to your ignorance. And so you're used to the suffering. I love it. Getting up in the morning is suffering actually. Get up, get a shower, and sometimes you can't sleep at night. That's good in one way, then you can get up early. But you try to sleep. This is all suffering. But there is no ignorance in this material world. Imagine that when you have to sleep. Then you don't need to have a day or night. Because one of the names of Arjuna is Gurakesh. He the one who has conquered sleep. He conquered sleep. And whenever the evening comes, I never look forward to go to sleep. Cigarette, go to sleep every day. And get up. So many hours lying there. And then you drink too much at night and you have to go to the bathroom so many times. It's just a wonderful thing to go to sleep. Even with Srila Prabhupada, he didn't sleep much actually. Srila Prabhupada, he was up all night translating. And he had a little bit of sleep in the evening, because before midnight, translate also at night. And he would have sleep in the afternoon, in the night. So as we get older, actually, we don't need much sleep. We don't need to eat much. It's a blessing that we can use our body to serve Krishna. He created this process so that we can get out of the attachment to eating and sleeping and having a family, having so many things. These are all answers, actually. Stumbling blocks in devotional service. So clear away everything. To make easy for us to serve Krishna, to make easy for us to chant Hare Krishna. We have to clear away those things. That's why there's Ekadashi. What is Ekadashi? Does it mean we go on whatever, more than before, and eat more food? Ekadashi means you dedicate yourself more chanting, increasing your tapa, chanting more rounds, drinking more, associating, eating less.
completely love for Krishna. This whole process of devotional service, so we can become more attached to Krishna. Ruchi, develop attachment for Krishna. It's not that we have to force on you. You have to develop that taste for chanting Hare Krishna. So Vedic knowledge teaching us these things. But you have to study Bhagavatam. Come to the class. Listen Bhagavatam online if you can't come. You have to always make a program how we can somehow become Krishna conscious. The idea is to make the endeavor. That endeavor is devotion. Sometimes, you know, like, they have a cook, you know, Mataji had to put on in the group, we need someone to cook. 2 to 3 days already put out the hands. And then maybe everyone thinking, tell me some value. So, what are we here for? We're talking about devotional service. When the opportunity comes, we're backing off. And then we disciple our guru, disciple of Prabhupada. If you really love Prabhupada, if you really love Krishna, come forward. Voluntarily to serve Krishna. Because we want to go back to Godhead. It's open, the door is open to go back to Godhead. So to clear away the ignorance is we can do that. The process is there. This is why our Krishna came. He tells us, but he didn't force on us. We have to make the choice. The sentiment is here now. But you know, this is going to hurt me. After all, this is a bad bargain. Our execution devotional service, why? It's easy. Chanting Hare Krishna is easy. Singing and dancing is easy. If you read scriptures very easy. But they go to work every day. To all these people are bogged down so much. They're frustrated. That's not easy. Devotional service is easier. Isn't it? So much easier. It's hard to get up, but when you do get up, it becomes so, it's so beautiful. I mean, it becomes so blissful when you're doing it. Process of devotional service. So a person who is deep in ignorance, they can't feel it. They don't have the appreciation for Krishna consciousness. But ignorance and 10 o'clock already, and perhaps maybe middle of the day, and still sleeping. Because curtains close, you're in the dark. And you turn around and wake up, it's already 4 o'clock. Maybe perhaps you more than afternoon. So we are putting ourselves in the deep in ignorance. All the other things have to come out from that ignorance to be able to experience Krishna consciousness. You have to free yourself from that ignorance. If you're in ignorance, you think everything's fine. Yes, it's fine for you in the world of ignorance. But those outside of ignorance, Krishna says, oh, man, my Adhika, one who is like the Sridhar, son, my Adhika, the Maya can touch. But those who are in the darkness, they can feel that Krishna consciousness. So we can come out and be the light of Krishna consciousness. Then we will experience love for Krishna. So sometimes we voluntarily jump into the fire of ignorance, even though we have knowledge. That is, Janiya Shunya Vishakhani. We are drinking poison daily. His label of religion, poison now, color. So Krishna consciousness is the nectar of the holy name, nectar of devotional service, nectar of sadhusanga. You see here in this temple room, you all are sadhus, so wonderful devotees. Hey, but when you're in the dogs and cats, you can't associate, even barking at each other. There's not comfortable association. Isn't it? Animal sensory.
They only give me a job. They throw food and hire me.
Here, it's so peaceful.
Krishna is there. Everyone is serving Krishna.
He is the Supreme.
Krishna is the center of our life.
That is sadhusanga. Sadhusanga means you see Krishna as the center of everything.
You are the center. You are not Krishna.
That is sadhu.
Sadhu means one who has given up thinking of himself. One who is fixed in knowledge. One who is cut through ignorance. One is rightly situated in the platform of devotional spiritual, platform of spiritual knowledge.
Guru.
One who is full of knowledge.
Guru.
Heavy knowledge. Teaching of Krishna consciousness.
Your own Guru. Jaya Devatare Kama Krishna Upadesh Amarakya Guru Vyataru Vyadesh. It says that you all should become Guru.
Jaya Vyadesh.
He said, Charitakotari, whomever you meet, he tells them about Krishna.
Krishna Upadesh.
Charitakotari, Krishna Upadesh, Amaraka,
this is my order, that you become Guru and tell others about Krishna, whomever you meet.
That's Guru. Guru is one who tells others about Krishna. Not wherever you meet, you tell them about material things. So you are not Guru.
This is how Prabhupada used to tell his disciples. I'm not going to be here anymore. He has to take up responsibility.
So to live, if you love your Guru, if you love Krishna, if you love Prabhupada, if you love Krishna, then this is the time. In the absence of your spiritual master, he's never here, he's always here, but in the absence of his when he is not here personally, his instructions are here. We can follow him by executing his instructions.
I remember when we heard the news that Srila Prabhupada passed away the night before.
We were devastated. Totally devastated.
Whole day everyone was depressed and crying.
But Prabhupada is still here.
If you follow his instruction, his orders, you can feel his presence.
So Guru is he has come here in the form, this Krishna has come here in the form of Guru to give us that enlightenment, to awaken us. He's never left.
So this is the teaching about Bhagavatam, that the Vedas are lost. Seemingly lost, the books, spiritual teachings.
Well, sometimes the teachings are here. You have the book, but you don't read it.
There is a state dusty. Sometimes you read.
So pick up the book. You are reading books, but you also must know what is in the book. So you study and then tell others what is in the book. Problems to test is this.
Do you know that verse? Are you studying?
He always has these devotees. So the books are there, you have to study, you have to talk about here, travel around Kirtan, hear the topics of Bhagavatam, the Bhagavatam teachings spoken by the devotees in the form, in this class, or listen online. This way, all of you learn about Krishna consciousness, Vedic teachings. So this way is never lost. It's always there. If you want to know, you have to dive into it to keep it going. But it's up to us. If we don't revise it, you have to revise sometime. Just like revising an ashram. Once in a while you clean everything. Because everything is dirty, it gets messy, and stuff like that. You take everything on and have a big mouth now.
This is good to do.
So Krishna knows is just a revise, every revise. Every day is a revise.
We go to the holy town once in a while, associate all the devotees in Mayapur, Vrindavan.
So that process is there here in the temple. You come here whenever this opportunity comes.
Now the situation is different because it's hard for us to come because of the lockdown. But whenever the chance is there, come here, possess the devotees. It's such a nice thing. So, we have to make the personal endeavor. There's so much you can do to tell you. Krishna is all about Bhagavad Gita. Srila Prabhupada gave us the process. But we turned out the way. Who can help you? You have to make the endeavor yourself. Process of Krishna consciousness, the ignorance is there, but we have to learn to clear away that ignorance. That depends on you. You have to look at it. Spiritual master is already in this process. His blessings are unto us. But we have to make an effort to clear that ignorance. It's a very deep job. The ignorance is very deep. Like a buffalo, he goes to India with his animals on the roadside, on the road, lying there. They don't give up. They're very, it's so much worse, but they like to lie on the road. Because then he's a form or something. And then they're pee-pee, and they're not giving up. Isn't it? So we're telling you, we're pee-pee, the Guru's telling us. Get out of the road, man. No, I'm very happy here. I'm very comfortable on the road. Even we're walking. So the walking, how are we walking? The ignorance. The spiritual master is telling us, get up! Sometimes I just get out of the car and beat that day with a stick. And then they get off. So the spiritual master, heavy with knowledge. Shalaka! Chakshunitam! Yeah, that's my sweet brother in law. The guru like a knife, he cuts your ignorance. Sharp! Sharp! Sharp with knowledge. Cuts our ignorance. Ah, thank you. That's initiation. He gives us that initiation when we are ready. He's showing us a path. The Ramahani is like this. Come to Vishnu, my Lord, Master. He's bringing the gopis. The gopis bring the other gopis. And they give it to Radharani. Radharani give it to Vishnu. Here, she's ready to show you. So the spiritual master, he's showing us the path of devotional service. Come. When you're ready, they have, exam, initiation exam, disciple course. When you're ready, go for it. Take initiation. So you can go back to college, so you can do puja, like you do service. It's all for the glory of Krishna. We are created for the glory of Krishna. Krishna created a human being for his pleasure, not for our pleasure. You can see the difference. Krishna is actually enjoying seeing us happy. He is only wanting to see us happy. That's all. In this spiritual world, you see the devotees, they are all enjoying eating mango, eating food, and Krishna is just saying food. He is not thinking of them. But then Krishna is enjoying his devotees happy. But all those devotees thinking, and Krishna is so beautiful, we love Krishna, so we're suffering from deep thing. So it's Radharani and Radhava here. So beautiful. One of the acharyas said, if you don't appreciate the beauty of Radha Krishna, then don't go to the bank of the Yamuna. Because when you go to the bank of the Yamuna, you will not appreciate Radha Krishna there. So, if we are attached to material enjoyment, then we will not appreciate that beauty of Krishna. We are seeing the material beauty in this material world. We are, doesn't matter where we are, we should become attached to Krishna. Krishna is everywhere. Through our service, the place we are living, here in Nepal, or in India, or America, or Europe, where we are. We have these concepts, so opportunity, equal opportunity to give to every person by the mercy of Allah to serve Krishna. And we're not going to be here, place doesn't matter where you are. You think I'm comfortable here because you're thinking for yourself.
But if you serve Krishna, you don't care where you are. So that's the risk. When we give up our own pleasure to preach Krishna consciousness with the pleasure of Krishna, we don't care where we live. We can accept hardship. That is the level of Krishna consciousness. But then when you think of yourself, then we are lowering yourself. The highest standard is there. The highest standard we have to always emphasize. That we are ready to give up our own self-interest. Then Krishna consciousness will progress and prosper. When you can actually give up your own interest. That is the difficult thing. The difficult thing is that interest is so deep. That's what ignorance is. Oh, my family, my this, my that. Nothing is yours. We have to do all this one day. It's you and God. We are created for the greater future. So, this is the whole idea of the scriptures of the Vedas, the Vyasa level of the Vedas, and Krishna is now here in the form of Mahavira. He is protecting the Vedas because it's lost over time. He takes the shape of form of half man, half horse. The idea is to protect the Vedas. So similarly, I just gave the package, the purpose of the Vedas, you know, Krishna takes the form of different avatar. Why? To bring us, to give us that teaching, give us that knowledge, which we are giving to others, the Prabhupada gave us. So we underline the Prabhupada system. So it's a very exciting process, is this Krishna consciousness, that we are all sharing with others. So Bhagavad Gita, we also share that knowledge. We sit here, we speak this knowledge to you, and then you speak to others. So we are sharing. We are conversing this process of Gyan Yoga, Bhakti Yoga, devotional service to others, from the books. So it becomes our power. So we have to become this way, the recipient, the speaker to the recipient. And that you give to others, they become a recipient. This way, the teachings become eternally accepted. But when we hear something else, we misunderstand, we dilute it, then the process of that knowledge gets lost over time. So that's why we have to hear. So now we come from the right source. Then the process of devotional service remains as it is. Like Bhagavad Gita as it is. By Prabhupada as it is, because many people give their own interpretation. So that's why it's this Bhagavad Gita is an interpretation, it's as it is, as Krishna spoke. Yeah. Hare Krishna. Any questions? This from the cat or?
Yes, it can.
Yeah. I can't believe it.
Yeah, but. So, Prabhupada, Narasimhadeva took form to satisfy, to meet all those constraints that Hiranyakashipu put in to kill him. So why did Hayagriva took in that form like half horse,
half and half? Half and half. In other words, he had to take that form because he had a deal with Brahma in reorganization.
Hiranyakashipu, I know. Yeah. What about Hayagriva? Why did Hayagriva?
There's also a story. What's the story? There's a story why he took the form of a horse. As far as I know, also, obviously, Supreme Lord has a form that is like him, the actual form. So, for his reason, taking the horse head. It's also the reason, because the Vedas were lost, so sometimes that form, as Hayagriva and him being also, he's a supreme, it's not that he's a horse, even Krishna is in the body of a horse, so he can take any form he wants, and he's not limited to any particular species. Even if he is in a different species, he is still the Supreme Lord. He can do whatever he likes.
in the form of a different body. We are even in our human body, we are able to do what the Lord can do. So this is the pastime, the Leela of his pastime that you perform. There is a particular reason, of course. So I'm just giving an absolute reason that he can take any form he likes. Perhaps he took, like missionary. Also, there is it's mentioned that if his head was a head of a horse and his body was a human being, doesn't mean his capacity to think like a human being lost. No, he has the head of a human being, of a horse, but his knowledge, his supreme skill, his consciousness, his transcendental. So if perhaps we change our head as a golden head or another animal, kangaroo head, we may be thinking of like the animals, our capacity to think of a human being to be lost. So as a body of a horse, the head of a horse, he is able to think as a supreme, like God. So also when he had that head of a horse, he can do a particular activity, perhaps, or accomplish a particular act to save the others. He can dive in the water or do something. So that's also a reason like that. But I'm not sure the complete detail. Well, like Lord Vishnu, we have a reason. So he also, maybe it was easy for him. He is easy as a natural head. Also, but like I said, it's a lila.
Yes.
Passing on to the Lord, where he could help make a resource about that. Yeah. But it's worshipful. The Lord is worshipped as I do. Yeah. So whatever he does is very unique and very absolute. Even Krishna was sealing Bhagavad. It's not a very good thing to say, seal, but he is worshipped as Bhagavad. So he is worshipped whatever he does, right? Because this is the pastimes. The Krishna, whatever he does, is worshipped. So it's different from us and him. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.